Please be seated. As we prepare to enter into our prayer time this morning, let me share with you joys and concerns that have come to our attention in the course of the week. We begin with some joys. Some birthdays have been celebrated or will be celebrated. Sarah Hogan celebrated her birthday on July 1st, and Connie May will celebrate her birthday on July 8th. And I'm sworn to secrecy about your age, so won't say a word. So happy birthday to Connie and to Sarah. Also a joy, Ricky Lee Sands shared with me that daughter Becca Sands Coots and family is in town this weekend, which is a real treat because they live in California. So they've come quite a distance and always wonderful to celebrate with family. Becky grew up here at St. John's. Our concerns today, we keep in our prayers Joanne Sine, who had surgery on Friday and is now home recuperating. Thankfully, her daughter is there to help with that time. And we keep in our prayers Judy Lederach, who was in Lansdale Hospital this past week and is also now home mending and healing. And we keep in our prayers the family of Mary Bell Crewson. Mary Bell passed away peacefully on July 1st, and we will celebrate her life next Saturday, which is the 10th, at the Huff and Lakeer Funeral Home at 10 a.m. in the morning, with a calling time from 9 to 10. So please keep Mary Bell's family in your prayers. I know as we come to worship this morning, we all come with different things on our hearts and minds. Be assured that as we enter into this time of prayer, our God is listening. Let us be together in a spirit of prayer. Eternal God, strong to save, as we gather on this Independence Day, we do so with gratitude for the many freedoms we enjoy, thanks to our forebears who sacrificed much to establish these freedoms, and thanks to the countless leaders and citizens over the years who have worked tirelessly to maintain and broaden these freedoms so that they might be enjoyed by all who call this beautiful land home. May we never take for granted the freedom that is ours to worship as we choose, to pursue our dreams, and to make our voice heard. May we always exercise our freedom with a deep awareness of how our choices impact those with whom we live in community. Loving God, watch over all who are traveling this holiday weekend. Wherever they may they remember to pause to acknowledge your presence, your life-giving gifts, and may we always look to you for guidance and direction in matters great and small. We pray today for all who have or will be celebrating milestones in their lives, birthdays, anniversaries, retirement, promotions. We think especially of Sarah and Connie celebrating birthdays. We lift up those dealing with health concerns or having faced surgeries. Be with Judy in the aftermath of her hospital stay and with Joanne as she recuperates at home. We pray especially for Mary Bell's family as they mourn Mary Bell's passing and celebrate her long life. Oh God, while the pandemic is not entirely behind us, we are thankful you have brought us this far. And especially thankful we are now able to enjoy so many of the things we could not before vaccines were available and so little was known about the virus. We continue to pray for those who have lost loved ones during this time and for those who are still on the front lines caring for those who have been hospitalized. May the lessons we have learned over the course of this past year not be lost in the shuffle as we rush to get back to a normal that quite honestly left much to be desired and far too often was life-draining rather than life-giving. Loving God, hear now our silent prayers as we pause in the quiet to both share what is on our hearts and to listen deeply for your voice. Thank you, God, as always, for hearing us. Carry us through the week ahead, and may we continue to listen and look for you. May we continue to be a home team receptive of all that you have to offer. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
As we prepare to bring forward and bless our offerings, we are reminded that in doing so, we outwardly show what we know to be true at our core, that we cannot do this work alone and that we are more together than we are apart. Bearing this in mind, let us receive this morning's offering. God, giver of all good things, we place before you our tithes and offerings, and to these gifts we add hope that through us you will transform them into agents of healing, compassion, and love. Guide us as we seek to be good stewards of all that we have. May we use it in ways that fit us and honor you. In your name we pray. Amen. As you quite literally go out into the world, Start with the grassy area over by the meditation garden and labyrinth for a time of fellowship, and we are excited to greet you over there. And then, as you head on your way into whatever this day holds for you, may you know that you are surrounded by the love of God, filled with the peace of Christ, and accompanied by the power of God's Holy Spirit this day and every day. Amen.